the best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Hey, Rachel. Thank you so much for the email.
I wish I didn't have to send it. I wish you could just text me back.
Of course. It happens to a lot of people. Sometimes things just come up, you know. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your date with Keith?
Sure. So we went to a cooking class, which I thought was a really cool idea for a date.
Right.
It kind of helps it helps the conversation along. And, like, I know I can be kind of awkward sometimes.
Can't we all, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's anything to be worried about. Did you guys have a nice time?
Yeah, like, it was really great. And he was a really good cook, which, like, I'm not going to turn that down, right? Like, bonus points there.
Right. Well, can you recall anything that might be the reason as to why he's ignoring you?
No, I honestly don't know. I really don't know.
Well, how long has it been since you've spoken to each other?
So that was the weird thing, is we spoke to each other for like 2 weeks after the date, but like we would chat, but he would never ask me out again. And then he just stopped responding. Yeah.
Is it possible something happened in the 2 weeks after the date?
I mean, I guess it's possible, but I can't think of anything.
Right.
Sorry, I'm not more helpful about this.
No, you're fine. I just have to ask all these questions. Let's give him a call and find out what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello?
Hi, am I speaking to Keith?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on UR 106.3. Do you have some time to talk to us?
I mean, maybe. Depends what we're going to talk about.
Well, we actually received an email from Miss Rachel. She contacted us because she's having some troubles. Some guy troubles?
Guy troubles? Yeah, I'm sure of it.
Well, I mean, you know we're talking about you, right?
Well, she has been calling me, so...
Well, did she do something to upset you? We're just trying to figure out what's going on.
To be honest, I just want to move on. I don't want to rehash it. I just kind of want to move on from it.
Well, what did she do? I mean, maybe we can help you.
Are you going to get my money back?
Does Rachel...
Look, I laid out money for a cooking class that was super expensive, and we had discussed it. And she said that she was fine for going in on the cooking class. So I just kind of fronted the cash. I paid up front. You know, we signed up online or whatever. And she never even offered to pay me back.
Hmm. Is it possible that maybe she just didn't understand that? Like, she was just confused?
I mean, we talked about it. I was going to take the class anyway. And she said, that sounds like something I'd like to do. And I was like, well, it's super expensive, but I can sign us both up and you can pay me back. And she said, yeah, go for it. Do it. I'm good for it. And then during the class, I actually brought it up during the class. She sort of shrugged it off. And then a week or so had passed and she never paid me back, you know.
Did you ask her for the money? Like, did you just come out and ask her for it later on?
I wasn't going to hunt her down and say, you know, where's my cash? I just figured we're both grown-ups that it's just something that she would just do voluntarily.
Maybe she just didn't know. I don't know. We actually have Rachel on the line with us.
Hi. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I, like, completely misunderstood that situation. Like, I did not know that's what you meant. Okay, legitimately didn't.
It was pretty explicit, though.
I thought you were doing that flirty
part of the
thing where you're like, I thought you were doing that flirty thing where you're like, well, I'm going to pay for the class. Like, I don't know what you're going to do for me. Like, I literally didn't know we were talking about money. I thought you were flirting. But, like, it's totally fine. Like, request the amount from me on Venmo. I'll pay you back right now.
All right. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't think I've ever had anybody do, like, an on-air transaction before.
Give me 1 second. Okay, it's sent.
All right, I got it. Thanks.
This is so interesting
to
me.
So, no, he was not lying. It was expensive. So, like, I get it. Of course, he wanted to get paid back. I just didn't realize.
Okay, so now that everything is paid back, well, that was definitely interesting. Do you guys want to go on another date?
I mean, I would like to. I thought we had a good date.
Rachel's in. What about you, Keith?
No, not at all.
Why? She paid it back.
Oh.
Yeah, and I don't need to date someone who is that cheap.
Whoa, you. Why are you being... There's no reason to be a about it. Like, I went out of my way to pay you back because you didn't have the to ask or clarify.
Oh, my.
Like, if you
knew
said
that you owed me money,
I would have paid you back.
You decided to act
didn't.
Like you didn't know, and you are a scam artist.
Oh, my God. I literally paid you back the second that I knew. Like, it's not my fault that you don't want to get a real job where you can take a woman out. And that you also...
Whatever,
You should tell me that. Wow. All right. There it is.
Rachel, I'm so sorry I couldn't make this work out for you guys. But I have a feeling you will definitely... You'll be better off.
Yeah, I can't believe he was just so rude about that. Like,
true. My apologies. Well, I hope you find someone good for you.
And thanks for helping me out.
Mandy in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on your 106.3.